been here now, this is your sixth season. Just talk about what's been like being a Milwaukee Admiral.
It's been great, obviously. You know, I guess really just, I don't embrace the city, and the city's embraced me, and it's been an unbelievable experience, you know, coming here after primarily being out on the East Coast and, you know, with college and playing in Bridgeport and Providence, and then, you know, obviously the stints I had in the ECHL and a couple different spots. It's been a good place. It's been a home now, and it's just been a great experience.
What would you say has really been the thing that's kept you just sticking around? Is it just the city?
Yeah, the city's great, and then, you know, obviously I've had a good relationship here with the organization and with our ownership group, and, you know, the people in the community are unbelievable. I've got to know a lot of great people. I have a lot of good friends away from, you know, the hockey side of things, and it's been fantastic, you know, just to be able to get out in a community that you live in, and to be able to kind of, you know, do different things. You know, it's unbelievable to do, you know, summer festivals, you know, different things in the summertime. It's unbelievable as far as the sporting teams too. You know, we get to, you know, a whole group got up and saw the Packers this year. You know, the Brewers are fantastic. You know, we get to go out and see them anytime, and, you know, having the Bucks here in the same facility in the Marquette University, it's just a very diverse but kind of at the same time really close-knit community. And, you know, we laugh, it's we call it small Milwaukee, because, you know, you get downtown and you go to enough of the same places and stuff, you run into the same group of friends and same group of people, and it's just a good place to be.
Yeah, that's the thing that I've always liked about Milwaukee, is it's kind of a big city, but it really isn't. When you get downtown, it's everything is so tight.
No, it is, definitely. I mean, we you know, the suburbs are great. You know, I was fortunate enough, a good friend of mine does some business out in with Ward's House of Prime, and we got to go to their new location out in Delafield last evening, and, you know, got to go for dinner out there and some, you know, see some friends and see some people out there. You know, Brian's been awesome. I've been up in his restaurant, and, you know, other people, you know, Mo's Place for Steaks was fantastic. You know, Ward's, for you name it, the list goes on with places in the community that you can kind of get out, and as far as restaurants and places to socialize, and it's good. You know, we like, it's nice that Chicago's right there too. You know, it's a couple hours away. You take an hour and a half train down there, and it's easy. You get, you know, go see that city and see all their kind of, you know, food and things as far as Chicago's famous for. But Milwaukee's kind of like a mini Chicago in that sense. You know, there's a lot of fantastic venues and fantastic things to do here as far as stuff in the community, whether it be if you want to go see the ballet, or you want to go to a play, or you know, want to see anything to do with the arts. And then you have, you know, like I said before, the sporting events, and then you get out in the suburbs and you have, you know, great shopping, great malls and stuff. And it's a big city, but it is a kind of a small atmosphere, and, you know, we've embraced that, and, you know, I think we have a good rapport in the community.
And talk about last season, going to Peoria and then coming back. It was kind of a big transition for you, but then you were able to come back and really help kind of get this team going in the right direction coming into the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, it was fortunate. You know, obviously, you know, coming back here was great. You know, it's you never look forward to leaving a good situation, but, you know, I had a good opportunity with the NHL side of things in St. Louis and Peoria, and obviously didn't work out with the lockout or, you know, whatever else. But coming back here, I was very fortunate, and then we went on a good run. You know, if I was just proud to be a part of that, and if I played a little bit of a role in that or whatever it was, you know, I'm, you know, proud of that, and, you know, hopefully we can continue, I guess, our success here. We've had, I think, I don't know what it is now, 11 straight playoff seasons, and I think 9 or 10 40 plus win seasons, and, you know, the list goes on. And, you know, I've been here for 6 years, so, you know, I played some kind of a role in that, and, you know, hopefully we can continue that success, and we can continue kind of being a success story in the community. You know, we're proud of our hockey club here, and the community embraces us, and, you know, we're excited for this stretch drive.
And what do you think that actually says about Nashville, the success down here for so long?
Well, I think it's just they get the right kind of character individuals in here. You know, we you know, like to have a good time, but at the same time, we know when to come to work, and, you know, the guys really get along. I don't think we have, you know, anybody in our locker room that, you know, is is one of those guys where, you know, you're kind of on the fence about, or you kind of, you know, somebody may not like, or this or that. You know, we have a lot of different personalities, but everybody seems to mesh together well. And, you know, we have a good mix of our older guys and a good mix of youth, and we thrive on that. And Nashville's done a good job with their drafting and with their players that they brought in as far as free agents and things of that nature. And, you know, we try to have a close-knit group, and you know, a group that, you know, we kind of become a family, you know, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, we try to have fun every day, but try to put our work boots on when it's time and have fun with it. I mean, we get to play a game for a living, and, you know, we're pretty fortunate. You know, there's not a lot of people that get to do what we do, and we try to instill that, you know, make people realize, you know, yeah, it's stressful, and yeah, you know, there's the dog days and the hard times as far as our scheduling, and guys are tired and banged up, and it's mentally and physically exhausting. But, you know, if you can realize that we're pretty fortunate to come every day and get to do what we do, you know, it really pays off in the end, and the guys kind of sit back and realize that, you know, this is a lot of fun, and it's a great place to be.
And you talk about that locker room being a lot like a family. It seems like most of the times when I do stories like this, your name comes up as the leader of that team, and you do wear the C on the front of your jersey. Talk a bit about being the leader and what that means to you.
Well, it's an honor, definitely. You know, I mean, it's obviously a character trait. You know, I really see it as, you know, just a letter on a jersey or things of that. But, you know, I'm very fortunate to be bestowed that honor. And, you know, I'm not the most youthful guy in the locker room by any means. But, you know, I've been around. And it's just one of those things where I guess I've learned from a lot of, you know, kind of role model type guys and guys that were captains and guys that were leaders before me, you know, whether it be on different teams or when I was young and as a junior or, you know, in college and even at the professional levels. I've got to learn and got to watch a lot of, you know, good players and great captains. And, you know, you take a little bit of what they do, and, you know, you kind of, I mean, I'm not too out of character any time during the day. Like, what you see is what you get. You know, I like to have fun. I like to, you know, I'm there to talk to if need be, and, you know, I can be stern if you need be too. But, you know, what you see is what you get, and, you know, I'm just fortunate that to have that honor.
Yeah, talking about some of the guys in the past, I was trying to get to the root of this nickname, the Sheriff. Does that go back to Yonkman?
It does. You know, Nolan, we laughed when we were here. Like, first day I was here, Nolan took me out for dinner to a place called Roots, up on kind of, I guess, East Side area. It's a different restaurant now, but and, you know, showed me the city, and he really, you know, took guys under his wing and kind of showed guys around. We had a good group, close group guy with, like, kind of him and Kelsey Wilson. Tristan Grant was another guy. So we had a really close group, and, you know, we called him the mayor. So he was like the mayor of Milwaukee. You know, he knew a lot of different people, knew a lot of faces, and people obviously recognized him. He's tough to miss. You know, he's 6'6", but he had a good rapport and a good relationship in the community with a lot of people, and I got to kind of fall on his coattails a little bit. And when he left, the guys started calling me the mayor, and I was like, no, you can't. You know, that's Yonks. You know, and they thought, I guess, not too long and hard, and they started nicknaming me the Sheriff, and it's kind of, you know, I guess,
couldn't shake it.
No, I couldn't shake it. So that's the kind of story behind the Sheriff. And then, just, you know, I play a physical, strong role on the ice, and it's kind of just kind of rolled over in that sense too, which is kind of humorous, but at the same time, it's a lot of fun.
And talk about your time with Brown. You're an Ivy Leaguer. Did you get a degree as well as playing?
Yeah, I did. I graduated in 2004 with a history degree, liberal arts major, and yeah, it was awesome. You know, probably the best 4 years of my life. You know, you get to meet a lot of people that mold and shape you as a human being, and you kind of grow up there. You know, I went there a little bit older. I turned 20 my freshman year, but still, I have friends that, you know, that were classes underneath me and classes ahead of me that, you know, are going to be friends for life. It's You know, you're there for 4 years. We stayed in the summer times. We, you know, you just kind of grow as a person. You have to really learn to manage your time and really learn to kind of live by yourself and kind of evolve. And you know, I was fortunate to have a lot of really close friends and a lot of people in the community out in Providence that just kind of took care of me. And you know, I'm from British Columbia, so I was basically across the continent. Yeah. And they just, you know, were able to, you know, take care of me and be a kind of a family figure. And you know, I've been fortunate. I've had close friends, like my freshman year, a guy that transferred out, Chris Busby. I've remained close friends with him, and he's now married to, you know, another mutual friend of ours from school. And I went there on Thanksgiving. His family's from Kenilworth, Illinois, so went down there and had Thanksgiving dinner with their family this year. And you know, it's great when, you know, even though the years pass, you still have good relationships with people that you met back at college, and you know, they embrace you and bring you in, and they understand that my family's a long ways away, and they're kind of like my surrogate parents, I guess. You know, you meet so many different friends and family, and they bring you in, you make a good impression on them, and it's like a lifelong friendships.
And talk about some of your inspirations to play hockey. Is there a certain player that you kind of grew up being a kind of idolizing, right?
Yeah, obviously in Western Canada. I mean, I grew up in the, you know, the 80s era with the Oilers. You know, we grew up, you know, Edmonton's probably the closest community. It's about 6.5 hours, I guess, southeast of us, and we grew up just Oilers fans. You know, it was, even though we're from British Columbia, a lot of people, it's kind of torn. You're either like an Oilers or a Flames fan, or you're a Canucks fan, and yeah. And that's it. And you kind of bleed either way, and you hate the other people. But we grew up with obviously Gretzky growing up. You know, you just, as a kid, that was somebody that you idolized. And he, my dad was huge. You know, obviously he played. He was a goaltender. Played a lot of like junior hockey. Played some like senior like AAA hockey, like Allen Cup stuff, like Canada senior championship things. And he was a big influence on both me and my brother. Me and my younger brother played growing up, and we're about 2.5 years apart. And we just, you know, used to go out in the yard and on the road and kick the crap out of one another, and we had fun with that. You know, we lived a kind of out of town in a rural community called Charlie Lake, and he just, you know, he was there to support us. He never really had to push us like crazy by any means, but if we wanted to go to the rink and we wanted to get better and do those things, he was there. Both him and my mom supported us huge. You know, as growing up, they made a ton of sacrifices as far as, you know, monetary things. Like, you know, we didn't go on a lot of trips or a lot of things when we were younger. You know, they just sacrificed whatever they could for us to play sports and to play hockey. And you know, my grandparents were huge too in that fact, and you know, they basically did whatever they could in order for us to succeed as you know, hockey players, or succeed as young youths. And you know, it obviously they're unbelievably proud of what I've got to do and my accomplishments as far as playing junior hockey first, and then moving from there, going to college as a first member of our family to go to university and to receive a degree. So that was huge for us, being from a small community in the north. And they were huge influence. My dad especially, my mom, both of them did so many things for me that, you know, they're my best friends now. You know, it's crazy when you grow up, you know, you get to that stage where you kind of have a disconnect with your folks, and you know, you have the yelling matches and the like, they don't understand me, and you know,
angst.
Angst, and you're like, I hate you, and you know what I mean. Yeah. But you get to a point now where they really are truly my best friends. Yeah. You know, our family, I'm very fortunate. I have a close family. My brother's been married now for a number of years, and I have a 9-month-old or 10-month-old nephew that is just unbelievable, and to just see pictures of him and to see videos and stuff, it's like technology these days is just fantastic. You know, I feel like I'm growing up with them. So we're just blessed that we have such a close family, and we really do care a lot about one another, and we really support each other just unbelievably. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that shaped me, is just having such a close family, you know, through and through.
And how much will it mean for you to actually play at least one game in the NHL?
Oh, man, it would be just, it would be unbelievable. You know, I can't even really explain what it would mean to me. You know, I've come to, you know, a realization or an understanding that if the AHL is my NHL and this is the pinnacle of what I've done as far as to succeed as a professional, you know, I can live with that. You know, I can look in the mirror and really, you know, say, hey, I've done everything I possibly could. You know, it's been an unbelievable journey. People, you know, have just been absolutely fantastic as far as the players I've played with, the coaches I've had, the people I've got to play for, you know, ownership groups, and especially Milwaukee. You know, this place has kind of become my home away from home, and our ownership group, the people in the front office and the staff here are just fantastic, and, you know, they've really become really good friends and you know kind of my family, you know, so it's been great. And you know, if I got to ever play that game, just I wouldn't even know where to begin of like how many people to thank and people that have kind of paved the way and helped me out along the way. You know, it would be really phenomenal.
And you look at a guy like Joe Piscula, who was there by that long time to get back, but just his constant work here got him to Nashville this year. What do you think you need to maybe do in order to possibly make that happen?
I don't know. Maybe give a flu epidemic to about eight defensemen up there. No, I don't know. You know, it's up to them. It's one of those things where it's out of my control. You know, I'm going to continue to play hard. I've been here long enough. They know what they know what they get as far as, you know, my work ethic and what I bring each and every night on the ice. And you know, it's just one of those things. If I'm called upon and given that opportunity, you know, I'm going to, you know, take it, you know, like it's like each and every day is your last, and you just play as hard as you can, and you do the best you can, and it would, like I said before, it'd be just a fantastic experience.
What do you actually see yourself doing outside of hockey when the career ends? Not to be dark, but do you see yourself sticking around the game, or is there
you know,
more
I have definitely thought about it a lot. You know, it's I mean, it's tough. You don't want to look past, you know, the present, but I have definitely thought about it. You know, I've talked about every avenue, you know, as far as coaching, as far as doing stuff as development and scouting and stuff in the game. I've also talked about doing broadcasting. I've talked about doing things of in that.
I can see that.
Yeah, doing things of that nature. And it's, you know, if away from the game, I'd like to get into something where, you know, I've obviously been able to interact with people as well as, you know, whether it's at the corporate level or anything, you know, sales, consulting, things of that nature. And also obviously I have a teaching background. So it's I teach a hockey school in the summer, the North Peace Alumni Hockey School up in northwestern Canada, and we have a fantastic group of kids and a fantastic, you know, group of people that are involved with that, and I love nothing more than going back home and teaching and kind of molding those young players and trying to give them the best possible tutelage and opportunity that I had, you know, and that's something that I'm very proud of.